Perek Zion, Mishnah Aleph. Do apologize, Friday's recording was not too clear because of the echo, so we are going to go ahead and redo it now for all those that could not hear it. Let's begin. Klal Gadol Amru B'Shabbos. So a great rule was said with regards to Shabbos. Now, you want to keep in mind that when one does a malacha on Shabbos, so if it's on purpose, it's Chayav Misa, depends whether it was, if it's with Hasra, if the person was warned, he's Chayav Skila, gets stoned. If it's without Hasra, that's Chayav Kares. But a Shogig, an accident, is you bring a carpet in the base of Mikdash or Karpon Chata. So there are three different types of Shogigs, of accidents. Klal Gadol Amru B'Shabbos, a great rule is said in Shabbos. Kol HaShechech Iker Shabbos. Anybody that forgot entirely about Shabbos. So here's the first type of Shogig. He had no idea that it's even a mitzvah in the Torah, or he didn't know the Jews were commanded on Shabbos, or he was like a Tinok Shenishba, a child that was captured amongst the Goyim and was never taught anything about Shabbos, or even someone like a Goy that was Neskayer, that became a Ger, but he became a Ger amongst the Goyim, so he didn't get a proper Geiris. And he goes ahead and he does Malachos on Shabbos. Va'asa malachos harbe b'shabbosos harbe, and he does many different malachos on many different Shabbos and many different Shabbosos. Eino chayev ela chatas achas. He only has to bring one carbon chatas, even though he transgressed and desecrated many different malachos on many different Shabbosim. We look at it as all one sin because he didn't know that there was even such a thing as Shabbos to begin with. The second level of a shogeg, of a accidental sin on Shabbos, is Hayodea Iker Shabbos. One who knows that there's a mitzvah of Shabbos in the Torah, he knows you can't do malacha on Shabbos, and yet, va'asa malachos harbi, b'shabbosos harbi, he does many malachos on many Shabbosos. Why? Because just every week he forgets that today is Shabbos. He knows it's Shabbos. He just forgets that today is Shabbos. He thinks today is Tuesday. Chayiv, then, al kol Shabbos v'Shabbos, the Kati explains, chatas achas, one carbon chatas for each and every Shabbos. Shamalachos sh'asa b'chol Shabbos v'Shabbos koga achas, because all the malachos that he did on each Shabbos is considered only one sin, one carbon chatas, because he forgot that today is entirely Shabbos to begin with. So in the prior example, he didn't even know what Shabbos was. So he could go 50 years desecrating Shabbos, he brings one carbon chatas. Here, he knows about Shabbos. He just forgets every week that it's Shabbos. He thinks it's Tuesday. Therefore, he'll have to bring a Karban Chatas, one Karban Chatas for each week, even though he'll be doing, multiple sins on that Shabbos for transgressing multiple malachos. He only brings one Chatas for each week for the general Shabbos. And the third category is Hayodea Shu Shabbos. He knows it's Shabbos. So he knows of the concept of Shabbos, to avoid the first scenario. And he knows that today is Shabbos, to avoid the second scenario. However, v'asa malachos harbei b'shabbosos harbei, he just doesn't know that these malachos are prohibited. He doesn't know there's something called, borer, that you can't select the bad from the good. He doesn't know that you can't turn off the lights on Shabbos. Shlo yadash malachos ha'ilu asuras, he doesn't know these malachos are asur, but he knows it's Shabbos. Then, even if he does many malachos and many Shabbosos, he's chayev al kol av, malacha u'malacha, carbon chatas on every av, meaning the principal, malacha, he's chayev on each and every one that he transgresses. So if he did borer, brings a carbon chatas for borer. If he did, bone, he built something, he has to bring carbon chatas for building. Shekol malacha, hishkaga v'ri'atva, each malacha is a shogig, an accident by itself, because he didn't know that malacha was prohibited. And they bring down over here that even if he does, he does the malacha many, many times on many different Shabbosos, he does borer 10 times on 10 different Shabbosos, he still only brings one carbon chatas for that sin, even though it was done multiple times on multiple Shabbosos, because that malacha he didn't know was prohibited. So we look at it again as one sin. And they say over here, a bunch of toldos, meaning you have the principle is the av malacha, and then tolda is the second category, like a father and a son, the av and the tolda. Tolda comes from the word of vlad, a son. So the principal malacha and then the secondary malacha. Even if he did the secondary malacha as well, he's only chayev one carbon chatas for both of them, and they're going to explain over here. That's only masa avat hadaso over here. Ha'osa malachos harbe may ain malacha achas. So if he did an av and it's tolda together, or he did, you know, many different toldos from the same av, for example, nata, he plants, so he did nata, he planted, and then v'hivich v'hirki, if he did different types of planting actions, so these are all a tolda of zoreah, and therefore, since they're all similar, eno chayev al chatas achas, is only chayev one carbon chatas. Because even though he did multiple toldos, hivrich and hirkev are different types of actions of planting, they're all under the main, you know, category of zoreah planting. Aval masa shtei toldos v'shnei avos shonim, if he did two toldos from two separate avos, for example, he watered plants, which is a tolda of zoreah planting, and then he uprooted, you know, sprouts, which is a tolda of kosher harvesting. So then you have a tolda from planting, a tolda from harvesting, then you have to bring two separate kabanos because it's two separate sins. So the idea here is that, to recap, in the first category, he doesn't even know what Shabbos is, he doesn't know anything. He could go his whole life transgressing Shabbos and doing multiple sins, it's one carbon chatas. The second category is, he knows about Shabbos, but every week he forgets that today is Shabbos. So he has to bring one carbon chatas for each week. The last category was one who knows it's Shabbos, and he knows that today is Shabbos, but he just doesn't know which malachos are prohibited. Then he brings a carbon for each av, whether he did it once on Shabbos, or multiple times on Shabbos, or multiple times, you know, throughout his whole entire life. So in the last scenario, the most he could bring would be, you know, let's just say one carbon chatos for each malacha, so let's just say 39 carbon chatos, you know, at the max in a normal scenario. And we see it in an av and a tolda, primary malacha, and a secondary are deemed as one. And therefore, if you did, you know, planting and then multiple different types of planting, we consider it as one carbon chatas. But if you did planting and then did, you know, uprooting, that's two separate actions. It's planting and then uprooting, two separate malachos, then of course you would bring two separate kabbalos for those actions. Moving along to Mishnah Beis. Now, Mishnah Beis is going to go through the 39 malachos. Here we go. Avos malachos arbam chaser achas. There are 40 malachos minus one, meaning there's 39. And we use this, you know, this lingo of arbam chaser achas, 40 minus one, because we just find this lashon in Masechta Makos, and the Mefarshim bring in various explanations for this. Hazoreya, one who plants. Hachoresh, one who plows. Hakotzer, one who harvests. Hama'amir, one who makes bundles. Hadash, one who threshes. Hazora, one who does winnowing. Habora, one who selects. Hatochim, one who grinds. Hamaraki, one who sifts. Halash, one who kneads. Haofer, one who bakes. Hagozis esatemer, one who shears wool. Hamalabno, he whitens it. Hamanapto, he combs it out. Hatsovo, he dyes it. Hatova, he spins wool. Hamesech, he stretches out the wool. Haosa shnei batinirin, he makes two types of loops when sewing. Ha'orig shnei chutin, or he weaves two strings. Ha'potzeh shnei chutin, or he potzeh shnei chutin. One second here. He separates these strings. Where'd this go? I'm sorry. Yeah, he removes the strings. We're going to go more in depth in this in the bonus shiur of what exactly potzeh shnei chutin is. Okay, moving right along. Hakosher, one who ties. Hamater, one who unties. Hatofer, shtei tefiros, one who stitches two stitches. Hakoreya, one who rips amanas litpar on condition to stitch up. Shtei tefiros, two stitches. Hatzad tzvi, one who captures a deer. Hashochto, one who shechts it. Hamaf shito, one who skins it. Hamocho, one who salts it. Hama'abes oro, he works the leather. Hamochko, he erases. Hamachatcho, he cuts. Hakosev, one who writes. Shtei osios, two letters. Hamochek, one who erases. Amanas lichtov, shtei osios, on condition to write two letters. Habona, one who builds. Hashozer, one who destructs. He breaks. Hamachaba, one who extinguishes. Hamaver, one who ignites a fire. Hamakav and Patish, one who hammers with a hammer and completes an action. Hamotzi Merishus Lashus, one who removes from one Rishus to another. Hari Elu Avas Malachos Arbam Chaser Achas. These are 40 Malachos minus 1. These are the 39 Malachos of Hilchos Shabbos. Now this is a brief definition of the 39 Malachos. In the next year we're going to have a bonus going through each of the 39 Malachos through the explanation of the Kahati, giving us a broader explanation of what these Malachos are. So it's not just, a definition from the dictionary of what these words mean, but, how they operate. And stay tuned.